Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Well, hello, sister. I am so glad you're joining me for this episode because today Jared has another surprise in store for him. You know how I love to surprise Jared.
I think we just need to change the name of our podcast from Power on Plants to Shock and Awe or Surprise Jared or something else.
Shock and Awe with Plants. No, seriously, the thing you may not know is this week was Jared's 52nd birthday. And so to celebrate, he's going to do something special to help you out by sharing some of the wisdom he's gained on this amazing plant-based journey. These are the things that have changed his life the most, and you'll want to hear all about this. So stick around because he's going to be telling us a lot of stuff today. Because we've lived a lot of years.
It's about to get real.
Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started.
Just for the record here, I have no idea what kind of wisdom it is you're wanting to glean from me.
I'm just going to let you start talking. I've got nothing. So this is just, Jared's just running the show today, and I'm putting you on the spot. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I wouldn't do that to you. You just turned 52. So in honor of the 5 and 52, I would like for you to tell us 5 of the life-changing benefits, the most life-changing benefits. I know there are more than 5. That you've experienced that you're most thankful for. And these are benefits of living whole food plant-based. So 5 of the biggest benefits that you feel like you've gotten since going whole food plant-based because of these incredible foods.
Are we doing this rapid fire? Or are we just list and talk about them?
And that's up to you.
Okay, because I mean,
ball's
I came
in your
into
court
this with
now.
No rules.
I've served and you got the ball.
I would say the first one was definitely weight loss.
Okay. Tell me a little about that, though. I do like that idea. Tell me a little about that. Because that was huge for us.
The key element was we weren't trying. Mm-hmm. It just that it happened naturally. So we were enjoying our food, getting healthier. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of other things I can share in a moment. But I think the first thing that comes to mind was weight loss. When mm-hmm. I was at my heaviest, I was around 230. Mm-hmm. But of course, that was as a young PA mm-hmm. working in a medical practice. Have the drug reps bringing in breakfast, lunch, Friday afternoon, ice cream, social stuff. And I really ate with just no limits.
Right. And I don't know that that's very different from how most Americans do things. I mean, if you work a job outside the home, you're eating all kinds of stuff. And if you're in the home, let's say you're a stay-at-home mom, but your kids are in school, or you homeschool, and you've got to figure out fast ways to eat. And you don't know how to make plant-based foods taste good. So you've got your little side veggie, and then you're just eating the regular stuff everybody else is eating. I mean, it's easy to put on the pounds, and it's not even your fault. It's just you don't know what to do. So it's just how you eat. And there are certain foods that just cause you to gain weight.
In the case of all of that, it was free.
Right,
again,
right.
Young PA.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah, we didn't have kids yet, but we were trying and, you know, money, thinking, hey, we're saving money and don't have to worry about packing food and all that. And you just, you sit there and you talk and you eat and you eat a little too much. So before I knew it, I had gotten up to, I believe my highest ever was 232 pounds.
But I will say that when you weren't there, we were eating healthy and you did pack your lunches sometimes. So as your career progressed, we did start looking into nutrition, especially looking at having children. And we started living organic and free range and cage free and eating all these things that we thought were healthier. And we weighed our highest at that point when we were eating those better foods.
I think when we did that, I kind of plateaued around 220. So I was still above. Now I hover around like 190, 195. I mean, I'm 6'1".
Yeah, we lost.
A little bit more of a muscular build, I guess.
We lost over 70 pounds together without even trying to lose weight. And that's just, and that was food-based. It wasn't like we were hitting the gym three times a week or anything like that. The weight loss comes from just learning how to eat the foods that are naturally lower in calories, but it comes from learning how to make them taste great. Okay, so weight loss would be number one for you.
Number one. And these are not in order of importance or anything.
Right.
Just first thing that came to mind. Second one was aches and pains.
Okay.
Specifically thinking back to shoulder, having some impingement type pain. Also hips where the bursa are, trochanteric bursa. They're on the, if you touch your hip and you feel that little bony portion on the outside of it, that's where the trochanteric bursa was. And mine, it would ache. It wasn't debilitating, but it was still noticeable and went on, I'd probably say, a couple years before we went 100% plant-based. And then within a few months, I just noticed it was gone.
Right.
It probably happened before I noticed it, but, and again, it was subtle. And occasionally, if I'd reach for something in the back seat of my car, my shoulder would grab me like, ooh, ah.
Yeah.
And it would be painful. And then just one morning, I remember getting ready for work and thinking, wait a minute, my shoulder doesn't bother me. So that was nice, not having those daily aches and pains.
Right. I remember that too. I mean, I ached so badly. I constantly was hurting and all my joint pain's gone now. I even developed frozen shoulder at one point. It was severe. And I thought, am I going to have to live with this forever? Do you remember me telling you I would stand in the shower and wash my hair and I'd just be crying because it hurt so bad to press on my scalp with my fingertips to wash my hair? And I thought, nobody understands this. This is horrible to be in this situation. We don't want any of you to ever feel like you have to stay in that situation. Food is key. Food is key. And if you can start getting whole plant foods in the place of those other foods that are causing your inflammation, causing the weight to not come off or to even increase, you get those foods out and you get the right thing in their place in the way that you actually enjoy them, that's quick and simple with your lifestyle, it's game on. I mean, this is the key. This is how you do it. And that's what we're all about. So you've got weight loss and then you've got
the aches and pains.
Okay. So I'm just thinking in my mind right now how that actually is translating into life change. We're not going to go there yet, but I want you to start thinking that through as well. Weight loss and the aches and pains going away.
Yes. And then I would say vascular issues.
Mm-hmm.
Notice a reversal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are immediate implications, but also long-term implications, just because if you're getting vascular blockage, what might that mean when you hit your 70s and 80s?
Right. Or even before, in your 40s for men a lot of times.
Well, that, but I'm thinking mentally,
in your
70s or 80s, that you start not remembering things so well. And grandpa's just getting older. So there's that aspect.
Is he just getting older, though, or are his vessels clogged because of the foods that he's been eating and the ones he hasn't been getting?
And I've mentioned this before. You take somebody that is normal, maybe 10, 20 years, grandma got old, and you collapse that time span, what would you think? Grandma had a stroke. All of a sudden, she went from being vibrant and with it to just forgetful and kind of walking around and just kind of existing.
So if it happened really fast, what we call natural aging, if it happened really fast, you would call it a stroke or a major event.
Yes.
But because it happened over time,
it's
you're just
so
saying, oh, it's just age.
It's insidious that you think, she's just getting older.
Right.
That's what
that's
we expect.
That's just what happens. Yeah.
No, that's what you expect if you keep doing the same things that your society around you is doing.
Right.
So there's that, but men in their 40s and 50s, heart attack,
right?
Maybe 60s, as those vessels get blocked, heart attack.
Well, it's because
men
blood
in their 40s, other issues. So
right, and those things can totally reverse. Blood flow affects every area of your body. So it's not just your brain. It's not just private issues. It's not just all these types of things that it affects. It affects everything. It affects your gut health. It affects your peripheral nerves. It affects everything. Your body has to have blood flow.
Your kidneys.
Your hearing.
Because blood flow is what carries nutrients and oxygen to the body, but also helps to bring the waste products away.
Right.
That your kidneys filter out, that your liver filters out. So when you've got healthy blood flow, it affects everything positively.
Right. Because it's about, like you said, getting the nourishment there, but removing the waste. And so if it's not happening appropriately, you're not getting the nourishment you need. Your body isn't getting what it needs in the specific areas to function right. But it's also the waste is building up and it destroys cells. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. And then we see this outfall of all these different disease processes. And number four, what is the fourth thing that comes to mind when you think about the life-changing benefits you've been given through whole food plant-based living?
This was a definite change slash improvement. It's not to the same degree as the others, but I never have problems with constipation now. It's a definite health issue, but it's not one of those where my tennis game is better because I'm not constipated, but that was a definite difference with going all in whole food plant-based, getting that fiber, which I know that on the backside of things too, is that you're eliminating more waste products because of the fiber.
It keeps things moving through, right.
It keeps things moving through, but moving through at a proper speed.
Right.
I know. Say quickly, but quickly is in relationship to the typical standard American diet, but it moves it through normally so things don't just sit there.
Yeah, because when things sit, they rot and it gets bad in there and you don't want that and it's not good and it's not normal.
You have increased risk of colon cancer, especially with things like the prepared meats. When you have to strain to have a bowel movement, you have increased risk of diverticulosis. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's bad all around. But I would say that was a definite change.
That's a change for everybody that goes plant-based. I mean, it is a game changer. And sometimes you don't even realize you had a problem. And then you're thinking, is this how things always should have been? Like it shouldn't have been a 10 to 25 minute process. It's just you go to the bathroom and you leave and it's fine. All's fine. And you don't even think about it. It just is amazing. And you feel so much better and cleaner and more energetic. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that everything is moving the way it should. You're not stagnant.
You're keeping your gut bacteria healthy. That has health implications.
Absolutely. It can just change so many things. They have to have the fiber that they need to be able, that's their food, right? They have to have it so they don't have the food they actually need. And it leads to a whole lot of problems. So yeah, that's huge right there. And last but not least is...
And last, I would say a big noticeable change that's an everyday type thing would be energy. With the foods that we used to eat before, it was high in animal products, high in dairy, eggs, high in the saturated fats, the cholesterols, all that.
Heavy
and it has a way of weighing you down.
They're heavy
can
foods.
Can make your blood sluggish. I mean, it just always weighed us down. And I don't have that anymore with the way that we eat.
Isn't it
amazing?
I feel
energized.
It's amazing. Think about oil and how thick it is and heavy and meats and the heavy fats and oils and grease and just all these different, the fats, the cholesterol and eggs and how fatty and heavy everything is. And you don't have that feeling anymore. You kind of feel like the foods you eat. It's amazing, but it's absolutely true. And so all of a sudden you find yourself with more energy and you're able to do all these things that you just dreamed about doing before and you were so frustrated, but you you know, you were just trying to survive. You're in survival mode, trying to survive the day so you could get home and crash and burn and do it all over again. And that was our story. I can thank God I'm on the side of it where I can kind of look back and go, oh, and just be happy and laughing about, not, I'm not laughing about what we went through because it was horrible, but just on the other side, being able to smile and chuckle and say, you know, we got our lives back. We got our lives back. And that's basically what happened. And that's exactly what happened. So when we go to the two of 52, Jared's 52, I want him to tell you two of the reasons that he would not consider living any other way now. I mean, would you consider going back?
No, never.
Is there anything you miss?
No. I mean, there are times when you're walking around the neighborhood and you smell somebody barbecuing, and you may have some of those positive associations of gatherings with people, but it's not about the food in that situation.
So you're not wishing you just had a BBQ home with a bunch of meat?
No, not at all. I don't have a desire for steak, chicken, whatever we used to do.
So you're just thinking it's time to invite the family and friends over and have a plant-based party. That's what you're thinking.
Yes, it's more of that. So I do not miss the old way of eating at all.
And I feel the exact same way. I mean, there's nothing that I miss. And I feel like that's the biggest key to setting yourself up for success in life with your health. And that is finding the way that you love to eat the most healthy foods on the planet. And that's exactly what we've done and what we love showing you how to do. So you've established that you would never want to go back. And I think the two things that I want you to share, the reasons you wouldn't consider living any other way, will give more insight into the fact that you just wouldn't.
All right. The two reasons. One, because the science behind it is so solid. Okay. We know, without a doubt, the science supports that the healthiest way of living is whole food plant-based.
Absolutely.
It provides everything our body needs.
Right.
Now, of course, with plant-based, vitamin B12 supplement, but if we were doing things the way we should be doing them 300-400 years ago, wouldn't be an issue. We didn't even know what vitamin B12 was back then.
Right.
But I would say the science is so solid behind it that I feel like it would be intellectually dishonest for me to just abandon this. And it's like Dr. Michael Greger says, he said, if the research showed that there was any other better way than this, he would do that.
And you feel the same way right there. All the science, all the nutrition research that you've read, and everything that we've discovered along the way.
All the new stuff that keeps coming out, it supports it and puts further proof behind it. So there would be that.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're coming at it from the science aspect of it. And then number two is just the way it makes me feel.
The proof.
The results. The proof.
Yeah.
Like we said, I don't miss the old way of eating. I feel better. I've had these things that have reversed that I was told 20-something years ago in school that these don't reverse.
Right. They're not reversible. And not only us, we see our clients have this all the time. We hear from our members, my blood pressure is going down. I'm off my blood pressure medications. My cholesterol has gone back to normal. I took Nexium for 14 years. I don't have to take it anymore. The headaches were so scary, and I went in and was getting MRIs of my brain, and they didn't find anything that was wrong. And it's all that's gone now. I have no headaches anymore. You know, these things matter. Why do they matter? Is it just because it's dangerous for our life? Well, yeah, that matters. But what is really the thing here? What is the key that we're after? We're all after quality of life. We want to be able to do the things that we want to do, the things that God's called us to do in this life, right? You have a calling on your life. You have a mission on your life. You have things that God has set you in this world to do, and you cannot do those things if you feel rotten every day. I mean, it's just not possible. And we think to ourselves, what am I going to do? I've got this thing I want to do and that thing I want to do, but then you never get to him because you don't have the energy. It's not because you don't have good intentions. It's not because you haven't created a plan or tried to organize it out or figured out how to fit it into your life and make time. The first thing you've got to do is actually physically feel well so that you can do these things. And how do you do that? Well, you start getting the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet in the way you actually enjoy. And that's why we love sharing this with you. I have loved hearing Jared, because I didn't know. I mean, we didn't talk about this beforehand.
No, this was completely unscripted.
He had no idea what I was going to ask him. But being 52, I feel like it's so important because we see people. I mean, Jared and I were talking about this the other day. I was bending over, squatting down, doing something and getting some stuff done around the house. And I said, man, I love how I can still move and bend and do these things. 10, 12 years ago, I couldn't even do these same types of things without hurting. I don't have the joint pain anymore. I'm able to do my activities of daily living. Well, my thing is, what else does that allow me to do? It allows me to live life. I can run and play with my kids. I can go on vacations and fully enjoy it instead of have to be in my car seeing it from the window. Why can't I just play YouTube and see that?
A great example to that was with Noah. When you were running with her and she laughed.
Oh, my goodness.
What was it that she said to you?
She said, Miss Anita, moms aren't supposed to run. I mean, that was so funny. And I'm like, Noah, yes, they are. And she's little. She's so little, but we were holding hands running. And it's just so fun to be able to run with the kids and play with the grandkids. And you want to not just live long. Of course, hopefully plant-based is going to help you do that. You want to live a quality of life, a high quality of life. And in order to do that, you've got to learn how to get whole plant foods in a way you actually enjoy that's doable and realistic with real life. We call that making whole food plant-based sustainable so that you can feel better because you just want to feel better. Whether you're dealing with weight issues or cholesterol or blood pressure or headaches or reflux or the million other things that we have members that have had these issues that have reversed. Whatever that issue is for you, it's not that thing that you're worried about so much. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, Anita, I've got this thing or that thing I'm dealing with, but I just want to feel better. And that is what we are all about helping you do. Inside Power on Plant Society, we delve into that. We have a specific system that we've laid out, our own success path, the things that we've done that we know research shows works. You know how important research is to us. You know, it's got to be proven. We've seen it work time and again. And walking through this system, getting your mindset right, your environment set up for success, that includes people, places, and things. We talked about the places recently when we talked about the pantry. If you haven't heard that, the last episode, you need to go back and listen to
238.
It's a great episode. But you've got to get these things into place, your mindset, your environment. You've got to learn how to make it quick, simple, and delicious so that it is sustainable. And if you want to know how to do that, November 1st through the 9th, Power and Plant Society is opened. This is your chance, sister, your time to step into the future that you were called to live. We want you to feel your absolute best. And we know we've seen it time and time again. Things that we've been told can't be reversed absolutely can be reversed, even in their latest stages. It happens all the time. So if you want to know, what steps do I take? What do I buy? How do I set this up? I love chili. How do I make it now? I love this thing. What do I sub it with? This is where you learn to do that. And you have support of a community around you. Jared and I are in there answering questions, but you have the support of other women who are going through the same thing. So you can share what you're learning. You can share your new favorite recipes, and they're going to be doing the same for you so that you come in there and you have a mastermind of sorts where you're building each other up, encouraging each other, but also learning from each other as you grow. And having the right community can make all the difference. Yes. So I want you to go right now, today. Do not wait. You deserve this, sister. This is your time. November 1st through the 9th, Power on Plants Society is open. Go right now to powerunplants.com/society and join us for this revolution. As always, we have loved hanging out with you again, and we can't wait to get to know you even more inside the society. Sister, have a great week, and we will see you soon.